that workers, especially migrant workers, will receive fuller protection, have all their rights fulfilled, and achieve prosperity. Moving on to Indonesian Cooperatives Minister Budi Ari Setiadi, who said every red and white village or sub-district cooperative is predicted to earn 1 billion rupiah in profit in its first year of operation. He made a statement in Jakarta on Friday that the profit was obtained from the distribution of subsidized goods, and the cooperative will have several business units such as procurement of basic necessities, serving and loans, health clinics, village and sub-district pharmacies, warehousing and logistics. That was Nicoline from Voice of Indonesia.
We can't.
education voucher research and technology into three separate ministers, primary and secondary education. Then we have higher education funds and technology and also ministry of culture. So do you think it's part of the efforts to make English's education and also culture be more focused?
Come up with a new system. This is the biggest
should be avoided as much as we can. Then, this will look at the quality of the principal. Principal has very important role to help the teacher improve their quality. Then, beyond the principal is the local government. Beyond the local government is the central government, who should pay attention on how much they can help to support the quality of the teacher. This is crucial. These two things, that we need to pay attention. Number one is the consistency and sustainability of the policy. Before we change the policy, we have to learn the existing policy and make sure how the implementation can be done. And number two, how teachers can be supported by the principal and principal supported by the local government supported by central government. This should be done structurally and intensively to guarantee that all single children in Indonesia get quality education. We do not need to sporadically interfere with new type of school, like international school or scholar. We do not need that if we are capable to improve the quality of the existing system and implementation. called Leadership Today, only on BOI-LLM Event. Once upon a time, the angels did not fear. In the legend of Kutumaten, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mama Nua, a young pond. Mama Nua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumanudu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mama Nua made a mistake that forced Lumanudu to return to heaven. The angels said, should the child want to meet her, Mama Nua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain for the sun guiding their path. Lumanudu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mama Nua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Kutumaten ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupa. The people are slow moving here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Lanata Hill, when the light reveals the beauty of Thor's Minahasa. And lines of trees on the beautiful beaches of the Likupa. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. It welcomes both the calm of the trees and the adventurous with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Bolivia. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. Sunset in Likupa will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupa. Away from noises, anxiety, and damn lies. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupa. Come to your true home.